Colin, job done. I suppose it's a game that went much the way a lot of people expected.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. Look, you know, first half was very competitive and it was nip and tuck. And, you know, Fermanagh had a purple patch, you know, midway through the first half and might have won a point up. But, you look, the boys were experienced enough and we knew that we'd kept chipping away and came out the second half and got a good spell on them and, you know, put the game to bed.
Second half performance, there seemed to be more intensity. You were putting Fermanagh under a lot more pressure than you were in the first half. Were you disappointed at half time? I know you were 2 points up.
Yeah, we were very disappointed at half time. We went into the game, we were a bit standoffish, I suppose, in the first half, and you know we invited them on to us, and then they got a couple of frees, you know, and you know they're, I don't know if they might have got a goal, you know, got the goal maybe running the end of the play, but they got a lot of points from frees and stuff, so we just felt we were setting ourselves up that we were inviting pressure, so we said we'd press up and you know forward up the field in the second half, and I suppose in them slippery conditions, you know, you could see the mistakes was happening on both sides, but we definitely made a lot of, you know, enforced mistakes on them, and we got great turnovers high up the field and punished them.
It's all about winning this afternoon, or this evening, sorry. You're into the quarter final against Cavan. You know that, I suppose, it'll be another step up.
Yeah, that's it. Look, we knew we were in the preliminary round, and we're just looking to get a result, you know, get into the next round. There's no, you know, there's the first game of the championship is not going to be pretty, or it's not going to be, you know, the best football that's going to be seen all year. But the main thing is we're into the next round, and we've 3 weeks now to prepare for Cavan, who have maybe 10 or 11 weeks on us. You know, they've been sitting waiting on this game, and they've obviously been priming themselves for it. So we know it's going to be a massive challenge, and we'll get back to work this week and get the bodies recovered and get looking ahead.